So you found yourself a bad meme. Who posted it? Your aunt? Your grandma? Who cares? Cause you're out here looking for karma. You're out here trying to hit big on a Reddit lottery. Trying to reel in on those red arrows. But what subreddit are you gonna post on? Lucky I've come here with the perfect tool to explain to you which subreddit your particular bad meme should go.
Did you write it?
I watched Aziz Ansari's stand-up last night.
Oh, yeah?
Just check that out.
How is it? How is he doing? Is he back from the dead?
Like, yeah, he touches. That's kind of what it's all about, and it's...
Is it really?
I loved it. I don't know. I thought it was great.
So he like, addressed his...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he does what stand-up should be. It's like almost like an open therapy session with a ton of jokes.
That's amazing.
That's good.
And it's really good. In the end... And there's a bunch of moments, but at the end he has like a really nice sort of like speech of a moment.
Interesting.
It's fantastic. And then there's these great moments where there's this kid in the crowd who's like 10 who probably shouldn't be there.
Amazing.
And like
Amazing.
They have this whole great song and dance throughout, and it's fantastic.
Do you so let's talk about that a little bit. Do you know what the vibe, what the reception is? Are we like back
Aziz?
On the, yeah.
I haven't read about how people are taking it at all. I don't know anything, but I would imagine
people have not taken kindly to Louis trying to come back. So,
oh yeah. But, no, this is
like,
not that.
Yeah.
I think the public did not crucify him when it happened kind of thing. Mm. Like, I think it was at the time everyone was getting crucified, but then, like a week after his thing, people kind of looked into it and were like, well, this one doesn't seem
cool. You're talking about Aziz, right?
Aziz is...
His didn't check out quite as well.
And I don't
it
feel
did,
like...
It did, but to me, but for, it was like a... It was like an adjacent conversation, I think. It was like...
Yeah.
It should have been about how, like... How men don't understand, like, asking 5,000 times until you get the answer you like is still not... enthusiastic consent, and that's
for sure
annoying, and it's coercion, and it's
right.
Even if you end up saying yes, it's like the fact that you had to twist someone's arm over it is kind of disgusting.
I think some of the conversations go ahead. Sorry,
you just conflated it with the with like I think
poor journalism.
Babe.net, yeah, was the reason it.
Yeah,
it wasn't presented.
If it would have come out on a legitimate publication,
mm-hmm.
I think it would have been a different story. I also think that I remember in just like in. I remember reading about it, and I was kind of like, I was having this experience where I was reading it, and I was just like during that time of the Me Too movement, I feel like a lot of men were simultaneously being like, well, if he's getting crucified for that, what did I do?
I've done some shit.
Yeah. And then I just remember
he's got a whole like section of the jokes on that
really?
Concept. It's great.
Amazing.
He really talks about like what's going on now and the times.
Amazing.
Like, in a very awesome way. It's funny.
Yeah. My big issue with that, I remember when it happened, was a very like, cause some of the things that even the way the woman in that story conveyed herself as somebody who wrote it I was like, shit, man. Like, how fucking entitled are you, dude?
It was poor journalism because it wasn't framed well.
It wasn't framed
well.
It was poor journalism, but it was also those things where she was like, I remember that comment about how, like, she was upset that he didn't let her choose the wine they had at dinner.
But that's the thing. I bet it's like a long conversation that you're having with this dumb blog journalist, and then that person puts those quotes in that maybe it's just stream of consciousness. You're like talking for 4 hours, and that. Comes out and
totally.
It's like I don't know, like it came off like someone who didn't know what the fuck they were writing this for other than to ruin someone's career.
Well, exactly.
Like
it was like the this is a great opportunity to get our babe.net project off the ground
and like fuck this guy over. And it's like I don't mind fucking him over. He should, like, if you want to ruin his career over that, like, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve that. I'm just saying, like, if you're a journalist, that you should probably have more to say than just that. I don't know. Like,
well, I think
take a little more care.
Yeah,
and
you guys know what babe.net's up to today.
What are they doing?
Are they
like a buy babe.net? thing?
The homepage just says, "Stop trying to silence the truth. Timmy Thick is actually Jack Antonoff. It's about Timmy Thick."
What?
Whoa.
Babe.net rules. We're back. We love you, Babe.net.
We are back. Babe.net is full force. Wow.
And then there's a story about Aziz in a special.
Really?
In the second story. But the first story is about Timmy Thick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm
back on board with Babe.net.
This is also from September 11th, 2018. So.
Well, they're not the best.
They're the best.
I tell you what, though. Is that literally the last story they ever wrote?
Maybe they got froze.
I
don't think so, because there's an article here from February 2019. Why is this egg prettier than me and you? So I think they've been doing stuff.
This is kind of the what I wanted Babe to be all along.
They should have stuck to. Okay, stick to what you're good at.
This is really funny. Like I don't. This reminds me of when we. Who was that journalist that we got? I think it was one of the episodes when Dog wasn't here, and Fried and I just went on our like half lucid, kind of like barely there. Fake mug journalism rants. Yeah, that was the mugwort. Yeah, that was Chloe
something. She was like, it was like top five drugs to try in 2019, something like that.
But we just spent the whole episode railing on this poor journalist that we have no relationship with at all. And
you really start to pay attention to the content that's coming. Like, there's a lot of content right now.
Yeah, of course.
If you really start to like get into it, you're like, oh, a lot of this is dog shit, right?
Yeah, I feel like maybe I'm just gonna go full circle and start becoming like an avid Babe.netter.
You should.
A baber, as
a
we
baber,
call ourselves.
As they call them.
Yeah.
As we call ourselves.
A babe.
I mean, I love the idea of the last baby article they ever wrote.
Was Timmy
Thick. Was Stop Trying to Silence the Truth. Stop Timmy Thick is actually a Jack Antonoff. Which means, by the way,
that Russian spy? Or?
No, he's the guy in the band Fun.
Oh, of course.
But
it does kind of look like
it's him. It's Lena Dunham's ex-boyfriend or husband or whatever.
Ex-boyfriend, husband, same thing.
Yeah,
she seems like the least fun person. She married the guy from Fun.
Isn't it strange how poor her brand has?
Yeah,
like she really fucking dropped. Like
that means she wasn't ever that good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like when something doesn't last, totally. I think it's kind of like a sign of.
Well, here's also my issue with Lena Dunham. It's always been my issue with Lena Dunham. We're going to pull that microphone for Dagaboobas.
Thanks. I don't know how to work these things.
There we go.
She's like when...
This should be a new segment we do where I just adjust her microphone.
Every time.
But she... The thing with Lena Dunham is she is actually a rich girl from a wildly privileged New York family.
And she's on brand.
She's on brand, but her brand was also simultaneously like, you know,
screaming.
Girl making it in the city with, you know, like starting from the bottom. Be like starting from pretty close to the top, actually.
And then in public, like yelling at a lot of people.
Right.
When she was, I guess, just like a rich kid or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I
tend to have a problem with wealth.
Being raped by someone in college and said his name was like Phil or something. And he was from the Young Republicans Club. So some people did like digging and found the only Phil in the Young Republicans Club during her time in college. And he was like, I didn't fucking do that. I don't even know her.
He was like,
He
didn't know her.
Man, that's
and I think she even came out and was like, okay, yeah, it wasn't him.
Damn.
It was someone else named Phil. It's just evil. Like, you're full of shit.
Yeah, she's an unfortunate monster.
She is.
Lena dumbass, more like it, dude.
No. Speaking of, this is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit. The front page of the internet. My name... Is this your dad?
And I'm Dog Boobs.
And I'm the Dominator. We've changed my name. My free day down here.
Reporting live from Babe.net network.
Babe.net headquarters.
We've been bought. So we are now we're proudly officially a part of the Babe.net podcasting network.
God, we're so lucky. We love our new Babe family. They look out for us.
Our babe boss.
Our babe boss is what it is.
Our 24-year-old babe boss from fucking who went to
Gen Z intern.
Yeah, who went to Brown.
Yeah. And now they're just the boss at babe.net.
That makes me irritated just having this conversation right now. Today we're going to finish talking about the comedy family. We've done the last couple episodes. Didn't realize how long the last one was. Actually, we went like 100. We went 145 minutes. We went an hour 45, I think.
That was a Sunday time. Yeah, we had a little free time out there.
You, an expert on the concept
of Sunday free time. Free day. Free time in general.
There you go. Took a while for you to come around to that.
That's right. I was like, what are you talking about? I don't have no what?
But anyway, yeah, so we're wrapping up comedy to talk about comedy necromancy, comedy what are the other ones? Comedy necrophilia.
Oh god.
Comedy all the rest of the comedies that are all kind of about taking bad jokes and doing something with them. But before we
That'd be a cool rap name if my name was Necro...
Comedy Necrophilia?
Necro, you feel me?
Necro, feel it?
Feel me?
Necro, feeling it?
You know when a rapper says, right you now. Feel me?
Yeah.
Necro, you feel me?
Yeah.
I don't know if it rolls.
Maybe Necro, feel me?
If I had a gold chain and a face tattoo, you'd be like, that guy is sick.
That guy's great. Like, don't change anything about your delivery. Still right. Be like, Necro, you feel me? Right.
Yeah, you got to come up.
And then they'd
like
be like, that guy's awesome. Because look at his chain and also listen to that rap right. He just did.
And then cool. You would ask, like, people would be like, what's your name? You'd be like, well, Dominic, but my name is. They'd be like, oh, so your name is Dominator? It'd be like, no.
No.
It's Dominic. Necro, you feel me?
You feel me?
I'm a rapper, and I'm from the streets.
That's what they sound like. That's what rappers from the streets sound like. That is the exact way they talk.
You know, you can't be caught stepping.
Yeah.
You got to keep fronting.
Italian-American spice to every right. track you lay.
Some people By the say way, old spice. Speaking of Italian-Americans, I'm in a meme group that I'm in, a meme text chain that I'm a part of. Yeah. I saw a fucking Joey... Remember that meme from last week with the Joey Italian guy who's just like, hey, you stole my meatballs.
Is he back?
I think he's like becoming a phenomenon.
Oh, wow.
What?
I think we're at the cusp of, or it's already happened and we missed it, but I think.
Well, you're know not what? Talking about Angry Bagel Boy.
No. Remember the cartoon of the Italian guy that was a shitty meme who was like,
oh,
what was the, right. yep. the joke was even written poorly. I can't remember.
Yeah, everything about it was bad. I think it was comedy. It was either Cemetery or it was in Comedy Heaven.
Damn.
But
taken off.
But cool. I got sent one today, and it was I think it was like him saying who left out my colostomy bag or something like that.
I can't remember what the joke was.
It was a bad one. It was a bad one. But anyway, so today we're gonna finish talking about. Finished talking about the comedy fam. But before we do that, let's talk a little bit about what's been happening on the internet this past week. This is a little bit awkward because it's Thursday and we recorded on Sunday, so we're not far from what we'd already talked about. So like Bagel Boy, Bagel Man, if you will, is still hot and heavy. He actually since we discussed him, we've actually he's been kind of on his way up because of his newfound celebrity status.
Yeah,
like you were one of you guys passed around. He's doing a fight with other memes.
Yeah, I saw it on the news. He's fighting a meme, another meme star.
Good for him.
I know.
Yeah, and he got approached by a promoter,
right?
And they're doing
a celebrity
boxing match, and he claims that he's tough as shit.
Right.
And he's going to kick this guy's ass. And he's very vocal about it.
Yeah. And of course, he's small.
He's very small. We already saw him get beat up by a random guy in a bagel shop.
Are they fighting in like the kiddie weight division? Is he fighting a child?
I don't know the size of the other guy.
That'd be insulting.
That would be tough.
I have to pull it up. But I'll do a little recon on that. But he does look durable. I'll give him that. Like he doesn't look soft, although we know he's tiny.
Right.
Tiny boy.
He is a tiny boy. I also saw, so we've gone from meme in the Area 51 story which has been like a lovely meme that I've quite enjoyed.
Yeah.
And we made the lofty claim that Bagel Man and Area 51 are going to be two of the hottest memes of the year, if not the last few years. I think I may have said decade last time we talked about it. I do not believe in that anymore.
No.
But I do think this is like a couple of the hottest of the year. And now we're starting to see it. We're seeing that next important step in any meme's life cycle, where not only does it get to Kathy and Hoda, but they as the greater they metaphor completely don't understand it. So now there's like a mass confusion about what to actually do about it. So if you just search Area 51, you'll get like CNN news stories, NBC, et cetera. Like as Area 51 raid becomes a joke online, the U.S. Air Force issues a real warning.
Oh, man. Oh,
Air Force warns about storming Area 51. CNN, in their perpetual quest to create the best journalism out there, Area 51, a travel guide for the person who signed up for the raid but isn't ready to storm the gate. So some nice clickbait there.
That one's exciting CNN. To me. I mean, I was going down a little rabbit hole last night looking at some of the news stories, and the news was out there asking local businesses, has this story affected them? And they're like, oh, yeah. Like,
yeah.
One guy has like six rooms at his motel. He's like, we're booked.
Really?
Yeah, but what they're doing is like one guy's setting up a whole, because they like only have six rooms. I mean, it's nothing town.
Right.
And so he's setting up an RV park where people can camp and bring their RVs, and then he's going to book live music.
Oh.
And they're going to have like, because
this
there's
is legitimately
endless,
becoming a festival.
Yeah, there's an endless space out there, so you could just like pull RVs and create, and it's what Burning Man is. It's the same natural habitat. It's like a dry lake bottom. Oh, so it kind of just goes on. And so I'm reading this going like, oh man, this is going to be awesome.
Dude, this could legitimately develop into an annual gathering.
If you have free time this year, like I would suggest going. This is going to be one of those things you look back and be like, I was at Woodstock.
Yeah.
Like, this is gonna be, but it's going to be crazy alien people.
Yeah, oh I was at Area 51 when all those people got murdered.
Yeah.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
People going to run out of food. Everybody. It's going to be awesome.
That is going to be awesome.
Sound fucking cannons everywhere.
God.
And Coldplay will play.
Yeah, hopefully Coldplay will be there.
Got a little Maroon 5 tuning up their sticks.
Cannot wait.
Big music fan over there.
Yeah.
Tuning up the sticks.
I feel like the big thing that's happened in the past 5 days has been FaceApp and the Russians.
So this is a fascinating story. By the way, really quickly before we get into that, Antoine Dodson is who Bagel Man's going to be fighting. So,
he's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up. I don't know. Your wife.
What do you think about that fight? Dodson seems wiry, and
he'll do it.
Well, Dodson also has that post-meme money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or do you think he's gotten lazy?
Oh, I think
he's gotten high on the hog, are you saying?
No,
or are
you saying he got a trainer.
Yeah. I think he like knows his shit now. And he got famous because he lived in such a scary neighborhood that like people were climbing in and raping everybody's kids,
right,
wives, and husbands.
Right,
so like
exactly.
You know he can hold his own. Like Bagel Boy is Long Island, lives in a van in the parking lot of like a Circus City.
Yeah.
So you're taking Antoine Dodson.
But I think Antoine Dodson's got an edge on him.
He definitely has reach. That guy looks like he's got a 4 foot reach to Bagel Boy's
like arms.
Looks like Antoine Dodson also may have used to been gay and now he's not gay anymore.
He's not? I thought he was
or something.
Gay.
Like he's a bit of a complex character by the looks of it.
Sorry to stereotype, but he came across as gay.
I see formerly gay Antoine Dodson.
What?
Do guys go that way? Guys typically only go the other way.
Yeah, I feel like that's not usually a thing.
Unless people are bisexual and maybe didn't, fall for someone of the opposite sex until now.
Maybe.
I feel like men aren't as bisexual as women.
I haven't seen any of the rough numbers yet.
He has a son.
I'm just pulling from personal data.
I'm pulling from my own personal research.
This is an amazing subheadline. Formerly gay, Antoine Dodson announces his baby boy's birth.
What?
Expressing his desire to get married. So this is the other thing. I mean, we got a as from, you know, one we got a father in the room that the we know that Antoine Dotson's going to be protecting not only his own life,
he'll be
protecting another life when he fights Bagelman.
He's got that dad power.
Yeah, he's got that dad power. You can lift a car. Isn't that how it works? Does it work like moms? Where you,
moms
like,
can lift a bus if they're pregnant.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that.
And dads can like do...
Can lift a golf cart when they're golfing.
Yeah. Can lift a six-pack on Miller High Life, dude.
Yeah. Hey.
Cool. So let's talk about FaceApp, because this has been the... This really kind of stole the thunder from Area 51 this past week.
Yeah.
While everybody's preparing for a literal Area 51 takeover, the Russians have been...
Fucking Russians. Don't sleep on those Russians. They know.
I tell you
exactly
what, though.
Exactly what gets us.
Listen,
Americans
going. If we think that this is how they get all of our information, as compared to the pantheon of other ways that they probably have by now, I'm like not... too fucking stressed about it.
Because then I think like they're like, okay, well now they have access to your entire camera roll. And I'm like, as do 27 other apps that I currently have on my phone.
Yeah.
And all of my stuff is public on the internet.
Right.
It's free for the taking.
Everybody I think it really probably matters most
with your aunts,
no
and
offense, YouTube, but celebrities.
Yeah.
Where,
true. That's true.
Well, I think if you were like Kim K and you signed up for this,
right.
I think the implication is like they can take your thing, put it on a poster and be like, you agreed to all of our terms and conditions. And then it's like, now you're selling Russian vodka. And you're like, I didn't mean to.
I didn't want to. Yeah, and they have access to all her butthole pictures now.
That's true. Kanye's butthole pictures.
Yeah. I think she has a selfie stick with like a 35 degree kink in it.
Yeah.
That then gets underneath to the butthole side. It like comes around, you know?
I mean, that.
How else do you get up in there?
That would go for a lot of money.
It would.
Not the stick, but the photo
stick.
We have the technology.
I feel like there's an interesting... Let's talk advanced economics right now.
Okay. Mm.
So
something Dog Boobs and I specialize in.
Yeah, I know a lot about it.
As three economists.
Right.
So I think that there's an interesting inverse relationship to the...
Boring.
the accessibility of celebrity nudes to their value, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that Kim Kardashian has already posed nude many times and like... high-end magazines and
she like sucked a wang on
that's how she got famous but so now
she used to be the girl behind Paris Hilton and then Paris Hilton made a porn and then Kim Kardashian made a porn
exactly
and now who's Paris Hilton
that's Paris Hilton's question. Porn wasn't as good
I beg to disagree
beg to differ
But I think there's something interesting where it's
world.
Like, yes,
honestly,
if we, it's very weird
so
world,
bizarre.
Such a strange place we live in. But the fact that she's posed nude many times,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Same thing with Miley Cyrus. Like if Miley Cyrus, if we see a headline that says Miley Cyrus nude pictures leaked, would anybody fucking care?
You'd be like you'd say like what you do with your friends who send you an old meme. You go, saw that. 10 years ago, idiot.
Yeah. Literally. I mean, it's interesting because otherwise it would be very, because that's the thing with celebrity nudes, right? Is like you always hear about somebody going to like Larry Flint or something and trying to sell it to him for fucking X amount of money.
Yeah.
Like a fair amount of like,
yeah, it was always
$1 million.
Right?
And so, you know, and some of these sketchballs would take it. And but,
Jenny McCarthy, seven times.
But you know, if you've already done that, then it decreases the value, which is kind of a good way to fight it. You know,
yeah,
like it's an interesting thing that you can like.
Yeah, no, I think the future of kids or people is just everyone's going to be naked online. That's just.
I feel like you should have to submit a naked photo of yourself when you sign up for Facebook.
But back to the butthole thing.
That's fair. Okay.
There aren't a lot of graphic photos. It's mostly just
That's true.
Very tasteful and sexy boob pictures, which is like, what are boobs? Big deal. A couple sacks. Like
couple bags of meat.
Couple bags of meat, you know? A couple bags of ham.
Is this true, dog?
Yeah, can confirm.
All right.
Resident
woman confirms boobs are bags of ham.
And all of these women that we're talking about are like extremely attractive and they probably have like professional, you know, they're pro models. Like they look good.
Right.
It's not an embarrassing photo necessarily.
Yeah, of course.
Some
That's
of
true.
Them, the leaky leaks.
Yeah. I mean, the fappening was.
Fappening was.
I feel like it was an
there
interesting.
Was some graphic stuff there.
Yeah. There were some things that I think most people have probably seen a lot of those photos at this point. We're not. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for everybody that's trying to.
Nobody on this pod
watch the fappening
would stoop so low.
Yes.
No.
Of course.
We only cater to a discerning clientele.
Yes, of course. And I will say, and I say this with absolute sincerity, because of the podcast that we do, I feel a little bit of an obligation when like gross, tasteless internet things happen to consume them because 100%. I like talking about them.
Yeah.
I think the key to it all is like putting yourself on like a 2-minute timer or like, you know, it's like, how long did you look at the fappening photos? For 26 hours?
Yeah. That's extreme. Now you're just playing with yourself. Yes. And we know
that's right.
What
were we talking about?
Russian-faced app.
Oh, right.
Owning your pictures.
Yes. Right. So let's talk about what this could mean in the future. Let's talk about the best and worst case scenarios here. Because I think the best case scenario is it's basically just like a poorly written privacy policy that indemnifies them for anything because they know that people get sued all the time.
Yeah.
And nobody reads a privacy policy.
Except
for moms. Yeah, pretty much.
Janice says here.
My mom literally
I would like to talk to your manager.
Called me yesterday as I'm getting out of my therapy appointment.
Nice.
And I'm already feeling raw as hell. And she's like, Aaron, tell me you didn't download the Face app. And I was like, why? I hadn't heard about the Russia connection, but my mom literally played a KCAL 9 segment for me over the phone so I could hear it. She's like, I don't know how to explain it, but the Russians have all your stuff. And I'm like,
cool, mom.
Of course they fucking do. Thanks for the heads up, sis.
Yeah. Like, including our president.
Yeah.
Mom.
Including the press. Yeah. Like everybody does.
It's also, but here's an issue that I have with this there's something complex about this that I'm kind of trying to reconcile where there's something inherently ethnocentrist or racist about the way we're talking about this.
FaceApp or Russia?
The Russia thing.
Yeah, because we're using terms like the Russians.
Yeah, the Russians have it. And it like, as far as we know.
Yeah, substitute Russians for blacks.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Or something.
The Chinese have it.
The Chinese. Yeah, it sounds a lot worse.
It sounds like it's Cold War speak.
It's Cold War speak, and it's also like there are Russian developers who are just trying to make cool shit. You know what I mean?
True. Like they also are just trying to make money.
Yeah. And I don't want to just assume that it's like when we like categorically go like, well, it's a Russian app, which means that Putin is going to exploit our president now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It's
like the simplistic way things were thought of during the Cold War.
And it's also just racist. Like it's literally a racist ethnocentric thing. And that's the thing is like people just categorically are saying because it's a Russian app. That the fact that the privacy policy is sketchy, which it is a sketchy privacy policy, I'm not going to
tell you,
but like the fact that it is and the fact that there are Russians, like there's a couple steps missing that would make it seem malicious.
I really hope if you are listening out there and you have a degree in Russia, please reach out to us because I feel Russia's got a complex economy just like everybody else and like they're trying to
Well, you know how I feel
money.
About Rasputin.
Yeah.
I think part of this is me just becoming like a Russian sympathetic.
You're being radicalized.
I'm being radicalized by Russia.
Pinko commie, dude.
I just look a lot like Rasputin and I like that fact.
Yeah,
so.
I feel like you're going down this like this insanity rabbit hole of like, well, I look so much like Rasputin. I feel connected to the Russian people.
Right.
I am the Russian people. I am Rasputin.
Right. Yes.
And that's fine. That's
I
cool.
Am
we
about,
love it.
I'm about like half a step away from that conclusion.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah.
I don't know how them having any of our pictures would negatively affect us, but
right.
Unless there was some way to get into your iPhone data through imagery or something that that's over my developer head. I'm not a lightweight developer, but
was telling me that it was over the phone that they could like use your pictures to create like duplicate profiles. But then I'm like, I did that in middle school when I was catfishing people on MySpace. Like anybody can do that.
Also, they
that's
already
how I gotta
do
date to
that
prom,
shit.
Idiots.
Yeah.
Like that.
Not hard.
That's already happening. And I think anytime things like this happen, there's an element of In my brain, I kind of go, ooh, how exciting.
Yeah.
because there's a little bit of because I'm a Russian spy.
Yes.
Because I am Gregor Rasputin. but there's an element of we are so lazy about how we consume technology and our behaviors online anyway, mm-hmm. that like maybe we need a fucking jolt in the gut
yeah.
of like people being like, Russia has your photos. How will people know it's not you? And be yeah. like, then better understand how you speak online and how you yeah. identify behaviors. You
know? When I read the story, I was like, God, we're so like, we haven't learned a goddamn thing since the 2016 totally. Election.
By the way, this like, is also not just Americans. Like, I have friends yeah. from all over the world who have been yeah. posting this app. So it's like,
everyone
it's
got
not
it.
Like you Russia mean, everyone got has it? America.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
like Russia has anybody who downloaded this app. Yeah. It's not exclusive
and
to America.
America's yeah? probably got everybody.
Yeah,
like, think of all our apps and shit. And like, I mean, let's be real. Like, our government's so shady. Like, I'm certain that they've got.
So
every other country's, you know, Facebook profile.
Everyone else's butthole pics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So to tie it back to buttholes and in the internet,
right. Please do.
Which is what we should be talking about.
Yeah.
Kim Kardashian had a deep fake come out about her too this
week.
Yeah.
Really? Deep fake.
As a video.
What's my timer?
And she.
How much time do I got here? Two minutes. What's the limit for research versus pure pornography?
Yeah. No, you'll find it real quick. It's going to pop up right away. But it's like a pretty good deep fake of her.
So what am I searching here?
Kim Kardashian deep fake.
Okay.
Yeah.
And not should, butthole.
No.
Okay.
Well, unless you want to.
You keep pushing this butthole angle. I mean.
You keep pushing the butthole angle. I want to talk about the economics.
Economics of her butthole.
Of her butthole.
Anyway, but I think the more data you could steal from someone via one of these apps means the more. Maybe what I'm getting at is maybe this is just one chess move. In a larger series of moves,
right?
Where we're starting to create more deepfake imagery,
right? So this is this. By the way, this deepfake is just of her talking directly to the camera, right?
Directly to the camera. Yes, you found it.
I found it, and it's like uncanny.
It's very good. I think it's kind of like the reason why I think it's making news. She's probably the most photographed internet person ever.
Totally.
So the data of her.
Yep. Totally.
Plus now they got the butthole pics, so they can do all the angles and. And this one's seems like it's the best one yet, kind of thing.
Right.
Or like, and this has only been happening for what, a year?
Right.
So like, what's next year going to look like in the next 5 years?
Man, I mean, this is
we broke this story years ago.
Yeah, we were the first ones to break the Kim Kardashian deepfake butthole story. If you guys remember?
Yeah, that's true.
The talking butthole.
Yeah, very
the singing butthole.
But no, this is again one of the. The core thing, and I don't know if we have the perception to be able to do it, but we have to figure out how to be able to snuff out what could be not real and what is authentic.
Yeah.
And I don't really know how we do that because it's very difficult. And these deepfake things, we just have to continually be able to discern that what we like, the internet is Second Life.
Yeah,
right.
It is.
Like what you see online is not necessarily reflective of reality. So it's like even if I see a deep fake of like fill in the blank celebrity as like as a porn star or whatever, which we know there are plenty of those deep fakes. Like we also just need to be better as humans at saying that is not what that person looks like naked. It is a facsimile and it is not real. Right.
Yeah.
And just like live in that reality, because I think that right now we're very bad at being able to.
Yeah, we're like straddling the old world and the new.
And it's very. I think that's what makes this complicated. So yeah, who knows what the Russians are going to do? I mean, if they are developing deepfake technology, so be it. So is America.
Godspeed. God, have fun.
Good on you.
But if you're somebody like me, who's a ghost online,
right?
Who covers his tracks? I think there's going to be, my point is, the more public you are, the easier it will be to potentially make deepfake.
Right.
Nobody's going to want to make a deepfake of me unless it's like a very complex bullying campaign.
And they're going to have like 6 frames of your face to work with.
The bullying thing might become a thing for kids. Like if this technology becomes really easy, like you could, I can make It's Your Dad be like, I like to suck my own farts all day. And it's like,
boobity-boo.
You know, that will probably happen for kids.
Hey, I heard Ben likes to suck his own farts.
There it is, Ben.
Did you guys see that video of Ben saying he sucks his own farts?
What a loser. Let's punch him.
There is going to be a renaissance of high school kids making deep fakes of gay porn. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With their friends on.
Yeah.
Oh,
but you know what? That's a Renaissance.
Oh, man, it makes me want to be in sixth grade again.
The Renaissance.
It's on
the Renaissance. Way. Anytime somebody goes, there's going to be a Renaissance, it sounds like this poetic rebirth. It'd be like, there's going to be a Renaissance of high school kids.
Of clubbing baby seals. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really interesting. It's. I have a couple friends who are like deeply kind of. I have some friends who are. Very social justice, technologically savvy people who
sound like a hoot to be around.
I know they're wonderful, but they're the kind of people who were like, I posted a photo of me looking like fucking Gandalf, and they were like, oh my God, you idiot. Can't believe you did that. A Russian to have your stuff. And I'm just like,
I did that to you like, as a goof. Yeah,
I know, but I have friends who did it with absolute sincerity. Oh. And I was just kind of like, I have clear. Like, my biometrics are in a system.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Clear is dope, by the way.
It is fucking grad. Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, it's great. But
do
it's
you
like,
feel guilty when you skip the line?
Well, everybody else makes you look guilty.
Yeah, but you have to have you feel superior.
That's what I'm talking about.
You have to have your sunglasses on and looking at your phone the whole time.
Yep.
And it's just so that, like.
And your fedora tucked away low.
Exactly.
You look up from your phone, you just have to look exasperated for some reason. Like,
I can't believe I have to wait behind you guys. Yeah.
Jesus. I know. The clear thing was crazy because I was like, I'm not going to do Ancestry.com and give them my DNA. And then like 30 seconds into talking to this clear representative, they've got my retina scan. They've got my thumbprint. Yeah, and I was like, wait a minute.
Wait, let's do that again. let's play that game again. Say that line. I'm not going to give away my.
I'm not going to give away my DNA.
Well, do you want to skip the line?
It's like, what do you need from me to skip the line?
Yeah, sure.
Your DNA.
I mean, that's basically
fine.
An airport.
Okay.
Yeah. So do you want to skip the airport line? Oh, yeah, dude.
Here's a cheap swab.
Take
whatever, whatever you need.
You're good.
I mean, everybody took that
eggs.
Deal.
Dude, like, do what you need to do.
And I always think of, I remember having a moment when I was going through the line where I felt violated. Like, I truly, like, because exactly what happened. They're just like, have you heard of clear? I'd be like, no, man, I'm busy. And they'd be like, you can skip this whole line.
Guest star.
Hey,
do you have a Reddit name?
Jill, what's your Reddit name?
Fashion fun bags. What is it?
Fashion fun bags.
Something cool.
You are the fashion fun bags. I had no idea.
Oh man, today I totally.
We have excess Splenda packets. If that satisfies.
Plenty of Splenda.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're leaving this in.
Fashion fun bags,
fashion
everyone.
Fun bags.
Very, very popular on the fashion fun bags subreddit.
That would actually be a good name for like a bag company.
Yeah.
Fun bags.
That sounds like a Reddit subreddit for sure.
And it's just like cool pictures of like nice purses.
Yeah.
That are streetwear.
Yeah.
Fashion fun bags.
But what were we talking about? We were talking
another
about
another company launched on this.
Oh,
pod.
Right. Yeah. And just the feeling of being violated going through the clear line. Because I remember having that moment where I was going through and I was like, I got the same spiel everybody did, where it's just like, get this for free, and you just skip the line anytime you go to the airport.
It was like $100, right?
Well, they give you free initially, especially if you have like a Delta card or something, right?
Okay, yeah.
And so I did it, and then they were just like, cool, all right, step right up. So stare at this, like snapped like fucking Men in Black shit, and be like, cool, we got your eyes?
Yeah, you did
put your fingers here?
You did that.
Got all your fingerprints.
Bob Lazar finger scanner.
Totally.
Yeah, that's cool.
And then all of a sudden, you're just like, can I get that back, dude? Be like, nope, it's already given to the government.
Oh, yeah, the government hat. I mean, I don't anticipate becoming, like, a rogue agent or anything.
You're not going to become John McAfee?
But I guess, I don't know, you know, like, if there's a couple moves where the government starts to want to, you know, if it becomes Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
Right.
Then who knows?
Totally.
Where I'll be, and maybe I want my scan back.
Well, it is, I mean... But again, there's so many ways that they can get your scan. Like I was listening to the podcast about the Gold State Killer.
Man in the window.
It's a pretty good one. And they're fucking talking about how literally like to get his shit, they sat around and dug through his trash to get some like paper that he had like spin on or something.
Yeah.
So it's like
that's why I eat my own garbage. Yeah, all of it.
Exactly. All of it.
So if they want to get anybody's fingerprints, whatever, like they'll find a way. They'll find a way. It's not hard. And even if it were, it's like you can construct. And on top of that, everything is built on lies. So it doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
Like
they,
literally cops are just like walking up to black men and being like, hey man, what are you doing? And be like, oh, I'm just going to school to finish my PhD. And be like, well, you're under arrest. Why? And then they just like slip meth into his pocket
yeah.
and then they pull it back
this.
Out and they go, because you have meth.
A classic right? old meth slip.
Like it's like that, that is meth. Literally the world we live in. That's yeah. what happens. So
remember
it's like
in Seven when Kevin Spacey cut his fingerprints off?
Yeah. Was that
Seven?
Oh yeah.
The movie.
Yeah, yeah.
With Brad Schlitz.
Pretty cool.
That, Brad Schlitz.
Nice.
Cool.
And Morgan Freedog. So he cuts his fingerprints off so he can't be detected. But then which seems risky because he's just leaving his blood everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So just all your blood.
Which
and
is
DNA.
Worse than fingerprints.
And like, weird, these fingerprints aren't your typical fingerprints. They're just sliced off yeah. fingerprints. Oh, well, our yeah. suspect has sliced his fingerprints off.
Yeah, there's just
and
piles
there's only
of DNA
one
everywhere.
Who has that.
Yeah. And I'm willing to bet the striations on his steak knife that he used yeah. leave a very distinctive ridge pattern.
You would be a very good detective.
I know.
You would be.
Or a digital home builder.
No, you know what?
You have two career options.
Bryson.
Right.
Our best friend, Bryson.
Our cool guy, Bryson.
Best pal of the pod.
Wrestling fan, Bryson.
Wrestling fan, Bryson. Right. We'll have him on someday cool. to talk about WWE. But he's been doing game nights. And
nice.
Last cool. weekend we did a solving crime one nice. Where you nice. Get like your folders with the suspects in the case. And I was like, oh, I'm going to ace this thing.
Right.
I got lost so fast.
Really?
And like, I thought I was going to be so good. For 5 minutes, I was up at the front at the pin board with the yarn and the pictures. And I was like, okay, like who are all the players? Right. And then 30 seconds in, I just sat down. I was like, I don't know what the
you just,
fuck is happening.
I don't know.
You just
I think we put an innocent man in prison.
Yeah, I was just like, what?
Where's the cyanide tablet? I'm going to
yeah.
get
I am not cut out for it.
I think we got the wrong guy.
We got the wrong guy.
Dog boobs slit her wrist and yeah. herself.
Just couldn't do it.
one and only time that my group of friends played, had a game night back in college, we played Risk. I believe, and
that's like a 40-hour game.
I know
isn't it?
Exactly. We played Risk. Very short-sighted idea to play Risk, and then one of our friends just stockpiled all of his shit on Madagascar and got raided and was out in the first 20 minutes, and just got so mad and just stomped around the room, and then we just had to quit because he was so irritated.
Ruined.
It was a
game
disaster.
Night ruined.
Yeah.
I can't really get into games.
Games are great. Who doesn't like games? All right, let's talk about comedy. I think the keep an eye on the Face app stuff.
Yeah,
you won't hear about it again for 20 years when one Russian company has made a lot of money on a totally innocuous invention.
Yep.
Right.
You're saying totally innocuous. Okay.
Yeah.
Think of like I'm sorry. Like when we think about like
right.
these grand villains that are going right. to happen, like. We've already got Jeff Bezos. Like,
yeah, we got Jeff Bezos. We got
he's
fucking
the worst
Mark
villain
Zuckerberg.
There is. So, like, who cares?
Our fucking president is a reality TV
yeah.
star. Like, TikTok is a Chinese company.
Yes.
Like, Reddit, our Lord and Savior Reddit is partially owned by a Chinese company.
The yeah. Chinese.
The Chinese.
The
principally
Chinese.
The Chinese. Right.
Good
so, it's like,
we got
even,
the Russians.
Even just giving, like, all of what we do on Reddit, like, if they want to be clever about gathering data, like, you can do it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you don't need fucking Face app.
You know
what
would be a
shit?
Great story is if there's the hacker, let's just say like the Chinese or Russian hacker, picks one of us to go
right.
deep on our data.
Right.
But instead of finding anything of any value, they just realize like you're pretty cool and funny. And then you start this like underground pen pal system.
Yeah.
And then it obviously like turns into like either a love story or just like a really cool friendship story.
I have
and
a
then
friend.
The guy shows up and he's like, I'm Deep Throat. And you're like, he's like, you want to go like go play tennis? And you're like, yeah dude, cool.
All right.
It's a new comedy.
I like that. From the guys who brought you floaters.
Floaters.
From the guys who brought you, I'm trying to think. Oh, Paul Blart.
Paul Blart.
Too.
Speaking of, as we get into comedy, let's start on comedy necromancy, I think. On that story, I have a friend who went to the Scientology Center the other day. And he told me, he's like, he went with absolute irony. But then in the middle of it, he like a couple cool chicks. He was just like, hey, I just want to let you guys know I gave you my fake name, but like you guys are cool. So like, and they were just like, yeah, you're cool too, man. Come by anytime. and just like befriended some Scientologists in the Scientology Center. And
now he's in.
And now he's like
he's
accidentally a Scientologist. What if someday we found out that like Scientology, they're like, yeah, we don't believe in any of that stuff. We just like just want to play games and not have to work.
Yeah. It's a fun
club. So we just like get to do that.
Yeah, we love white shirts and blue pants.
They're like, we only do that for photo shoots. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
If you walk in and everybody's like wearing Hurley shirts, fucking playing cornhole.
Hurley shirts.
Just like, dude, you guys just sit around and play cornhole all day.
They all have those flip flops with the beer opener on the bottom.
Yeah, that's why they're so secretive about it. It's because they have like, you go into the Scientology Center and it's actually like basically an islands resort.
Wow. Yeah.
It's like a tech
company startup office with like an espresso bar and beers and Maybe we should look into that.
Maybe we should look into joining Scientology.
Hey,
under that very specific assumption that it's actually a like island resort.
We should totally do the Scientology subreddit one time, and then one of us needs to go to the Scientology Center and have a reading beforehand and just report back.
I have a deep wormhole in Scientology, but we can't even start talking about it now. This is a tease for a future episode.
Ooh. Do we want to just skip the rest of what we were going to talk about and just talk about Scientology?
I'm not prepared.
Okay. Yeah.
I think I need to do a little research.
All right.
Yeah, that's fair.
I used to live over by there and stuff happened.
Ooh, sounds like you're starting your story.
That's called nipple fishing.
Okay. That is what we in the business like to call nipple fishing.
That's right.
Okay.
Nipple fishing.
Did I just see a nip? Maybe. Why don't you come in this dark alleyway with me? Find out.
Maybe. All right. Comedy necromancy. So the last couple weeks, we've discussed comedy as a principal concept, but also as it pertains to Reddit, what are you laughing about?
Comedy as a... Whatever you just said.
Principal concept.
Yeah, but I was like, what is funny? It just like made me laugh. Yeah. Trying to
as re-listening to these episodes, it's been interesting because it is a very nuanced thing. It's a hard thing to describe in this world that we are in with subreddits about comedy because this is not the funny subreddit, right? Funny is just funny shit.
Yeah.
Comedy in like stand-up comedy would be a different thing. Like this is this weird world of subtle attempted humor and where they fail and where they succeed and the nuances of why that is just bizarre and fascinating.
I watched the new Aziz Ansari special. Right, it's very good. You're watching it and you're going like, man, he seems just like so natural. He's up there. He's like just telling these great stories and they just kill.
Right.
And then you got to remind yourself, he's been practicing this for 2 years.
Totally.
Like 5 days a week and he's got it down.
Totally.
And that's what a professional looks like in comedy. But the reality is most comedians are at the open mic night at like 3 p.m. on Lancashire. And it's what these websites, it's what necromancy actually is. So it'd be like only going to open mic nights when someone's doing like the second set ever and the jokes are just bad.
That's cool though.
And so that's like almost the world we're looking at here. We're not looking at the stuff that rose to the top. We're looking at all the shit that like sank to the bottom.
Well, yeah, and this
one some different reason why.
Yeah. So necromancy, the reason we're talking about necromancy is because in the first episode that we did discussing this, I don't think it's on Comedy Heaven anymore, but on Comedy Necromancy the sub, there is a on the sidebar, there's a list of the subs that are related to this comedy family. So Comedy Cemetery, as we've discussed last week, which is bad memes, just objectively bad memes that were not intended to be bad, that are just fucking shitty.
They just are.
And they're referring to these as memes too, which I think is interesting because comedy and memes are kind of the same thing, but I think in the Reddit world this is specifically as it pertains to memes in an attempt to be funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So versus wholesome memes, for instance, or like whatever, right? So Comedy Cemetery, bad memes. Comedy Heaven, bad memes that are so bad they're funny again, right? So these are the ones that are like the end with like suck my dick. Yep. And then immediately you're just like, ha, nuclear option. Funny again, right?
Yep. Nuclear option. Yeah.
Comedy Homicide, good memes with bad add-ons, right? So
Homicide.
Yes, Homicide.
That's my other rap name.
That's nice. A good one.
That is actually a good rap name.
Okay, get rid of neck. What was that?
Whatever it was not a good one.
Necro, you feel me?
Yeah, that's right.
You feel me?
MC Necro, wait, wait, you feel me?
No, that one's back, dude. That one's my favorite.
So Dominator, we're getting rid of Dominator?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. Then comedy Homicide, good memes made with bad add-ons, comedy Necromancy. And right now we're going to talk about Homicide, Necromancy, Necrophilia, and comedy Hitmen, right? Because these are the four that we have not discussed in this comedy family that are all kind of part of the same thing, which is what it was adjusted, right? So comedy Necromancy, bad memes made better. Comedy Necrophilia, bad memes made worse. Mm-hmm. Comedy Hitmen, infecting, spreading bad memes so they die. So that one is like, you know, I'm on a boat, like, and then people go, oh God. And then one guy goes, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat, I'm on a boat. And they go, shut up.
Shut
and then
the
it's just like kills the meme, right?
It's dead.
So
noble work.
Noble work. Yes. That is kamikaze situation. So here's the top of all time on comedy necromancy, right? So I'm going to read the original, right? So the original is from comics. And by the way, there's one thing worth mentioning that we didn't bring up on Comedy Cemetery. There's one specific comic. I don't remember his name, but it's Adam something, who gets brought up a lot in this. And he's a really popular comic that I think people just objectively think sucks.
Yeah.
Right? But he's super popular. But he just has like a bad sense of humor. So we should maybe do some research on that and bring that up. But it was something I remember is a huge part of that world that we failed to mention that is worth mentioning. So
what was his name? Sorry.
Adam something. But anyway, so this is, it says Lamp, right?
Adam Sandler.
Yes, Adam Sandler. So it's got a guy and a dark shadowy figure. You don't see who the other guy is, but you can tell he's a man. So you the hitman, the shadowy figure. Yeah. And the comic goes, all right, good. Here's the photo of the target I need dead. And then it has an eye on a piece of paper. And then on the hitman says, I see. And then you see a lamp that says, this will be a piece of cake. The fuck is that? I have no idea. I literally don't even know what the attempt at humor was with that. Mm. So the swap, though, the adjustment in the comedy necromancy, little tweak on the execution. So you the hitman, and then you see the hitman goes, I'm retired. I don't do that kind of stuff anymore. And then the guy goes, here's the photo of the target. I need you dead. The hitman, nothing you do will ever make me go back to see color eye. Then you see the lamp. It says, motherfucker.
God. Okay. This is a Pixar
I get it. Pixar joke.
But I don't get either of those executions.
Well, I think so. This is interesting because I think
it's
this is just
deep
making
Pixar.
It's just like so.
Just
if
like
I had to deconstruct
the execution.
It's slightly improving the execution because it was poorly written. Like it was one of those things where you're just like, oh, I get it. It's a Pixar thing. Huh. Okay, moving on. And then maybe didn't Pixar recently change their, I feel like they maybe aren't doing that one anymore. They like change it to a different logo. That's how it would work. If we found out that the lamp is no longer the Pixar, it's no longer the thing that happens in the Pixar logo.
Yeah.
And now it's a different thing. So it's like, I don't do that anymore, son.
Son.
And then all of a sudden it goes like, okay.
God
just one last job, right?
That is better.
Yeah, that would make it better. I don't know if that's what happened here, but I assume that's the thought process in getting there, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like he knows too much, the lamp.
Right.
Let's bump him off.
Yeah, let's bump him off, exactly. So here's one. So
spin-off movie, Pixar lamp.
Hey.
So let's see if we can. So I think all of these have the... do they have the original? Yeah. So each of these necromancy has the original as well. So here's one that is just like, this is from terrible Facebook memes, which is fucking, I'm joining that group right now. So it has a surgeon, staring at the patient. So we see the patient's point of view. It says, relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic. I'm gonna send this to you guys, by the way. Doctor, my name isn't David. I know I am David.
What?
I love it.
That's there we go. Okay, so that one
feels like a good enough bad joke.
That's a dad joke. That's a fucking quintessential
dad
joke.
Ultimate.
So let's break this one down.
As a dad, I'm offended.
So this is the I'm not a surgeon, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn last night.
Yeah. Right?
So this is the doctor looking down, and the patient's like, but I'm not David. And he goes, I'm David, because he's nervous about the surgery, and he's never done one before.
Yeah.
Like, that's the fucking joke. So here's the fix. Relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic. But doctor, my name isn't David. Mine is.
That's not much of a change.
It's not really much of a change. I don't really get that. Easy but important fix. So you know what's interesting about this sub is this is a really interesting.
It's very subtle.
This lacks the cynicism of the other two.
Yeah.
Right. Because on Comedy Cemetery, it was a lot of negative, cynical shit making fun of the memes, right?
Right.
And generally doing what we were doing, where you just kind of go, oh, this is exhausting, right? Mm-hmm. But Comedy Heaven was super sarcastic.
Yeah.
And that was the one where, like, you because it was so bad, you would see in the comments section people being super, super, super funny. Because they would just be saying things that basically took as bad as the other one was and ratchet it all the way up to fucking 10.
Yeah.
This one, though, is like people in the comments are like, you know, the top comment is easy but important fix, right? Somehow this is much better. I thought the original wording was too long and unnecessary. The original wording was ham-fisted, to say the least. So this is people like practicing the craft of meme design.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
It is, because you're right. They're not like, it's not tongue in cheek, they're actually like in good faith trying to like tweak these to be more effective, more funny.
This is a good, like if you're interested in writing comedy or becoming a memer or something, like a good place to hang out and practice. This is the gymnasium of meme writing, because right. You could hypothetically just spend endless amount of time here making things better.
Right.
And it's all for practice.
Yeah. Well, it's also like you're, I mean, this is how you learn anything, right? You look at what is wrong about something and you deconstruct it to understand what is wrong.
So and by trying to fix something, you then realize how hard it is to create anything.
From original, yeah.
And it's really easy to comment on Reddit and be like a snide commenter, but it's probably hard to go in and fix something that has a problem. So
yeah. Totally.
I like this sort of, I don't know. I like that element of this.
Right.
People trying to make something good.
Yeah, and I think it also, like, there's something potentially interesting about being able to add things that are contextually relevant, too. So the Pixar one, I don't even know if that happened in Pixar. For some reason, in my, like, half-lucid state, I feel like I remember that story somewhere where it was, like, something about the Pixar logo. But if that did happen recently, then the change is more profound because it actually makes it feel like you're characterizing the Pixar lamp.
Right.
Which is what's interesting about it versus it just being like a, you know, again, like a kind of just a random superfluous change in wording, right?
Yeah.
And that's interesting. And I guess I'm simultaneously looking at Comedy Homicide while we're doing this, because I assume that they're probably two peas in a pod. Because one is trying to make it worse, one is trying to make it better, but it's all in the same effort to fix something, right? And kind of practice your chops. Do you have another one over there, Boobs? I feel like you're looking
at me. Well, this is like so subtle. So I don't really. Okay, here's what it is. The original is just a screenshot from the Sonic the Hedgehog trailer where like bad animation Sonic is looking out from behind, like looking out the back window of a car at the car behind him.
Right.
And like the meme is nobody colon.
Right. We see that a lot.
Yeah. An 8-year old me when a cop is behind my mom colon this picture. So that's like, it's kind of funny. And all they did to change it was removing the nobody part at the beginning. So it's just 8-year old me when a cop's behind my mom. And it's just Sonic looking out the back window. And it's like,
So that one's like,
it actually makes it more evergreen because like the whole nobody colon format
that's like
is
a format.
Little, yeah, it's like overused now, and it just like kind of means nothing now. It's like, you know what? It's like an unnecessary part of that joke. And someone was like, you know what?
Fat.
Cut the fat.
Right.
Yeah.
Just trim the fat. You don't need it.
Lose the V on the Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is so, it's interesting. I mean, What are the comments like in that one?
The comments are basically like, like the nobody colon thing, like it's pretty overused, blah, blah, blah. People are, you know, like they're actually taking it seriously.
Yeah, people take this shit really seriously in the sub. And it's like, someone, it really is a craft.
Yeah, someone linked out to another comedy, part of the family, it seems like, comedy amputation, where you just cut out one panel of a comic or cut out something from a meme to make it better. And that's exactly what this is. Comedy amputation. That sub is dead and unnecessary. There doesn't need to be multiple subs dedicated to improving jokes, is what someone says about comedy amputation. So,
interesting.
Fuck comedy amputation.
So the con, yeah. So the concept of, I mean, it's fucking it, man. This so is we don't have a like an infinite amount of time to talk about this, and I actually don't. I'm glad we're gonna end this today because I think that we could potentially go on forever about this. But this is a fascinating revelation.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, coming into this, for everybody who wants to see how the sausage is made, did you read it? We
check out our live feed.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, hack into the
my
free,
nanny cam,
3-day nanny cam. But we don't usually spend a ton of time. We like going into these kind of raw and just looking at it in real time and then assessing it in real time, versus going in being like, and here's how it works, and just kind of talking directly at people, right? So I think this is interesting seeing this because I didn't really realize this. I thought it was going to be a lot more tongue-in-cheek.
I know, me too.
Especially it's with a name like Comedy Necromancy.
It's like people who are coming to learn how to make memes and like perfect the art of making memes. And they're just like having like lit crit discussions about
totally,
it.
Totally, yeah.
Lit crit.
Lit crit, y'all.
And you know what I'm also seeing that's interesting is I'm seeing in the comedy homicide world, is kind of a lot more of the cadence of comedy heaven.
Oh, yeah?
Where it's a lot more, like, I'm recognizing a lot of these memes. Like, I'm looking at one right now that's the one. So that the title of this one is the emoji that, like, the sweating emoji.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, it's four of the sweating emoji, and it says, "Wish me luck, ladies and gentlemen," and then has Pornhub community 1% on his phone, and then it has a picture of Clint Eastwood from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It says the fastest hand in the West.
Damn it.
So you know, don't want to explain that joke. You get it. But I think I have a feeling, because I've seen this meme before, and I have a feeling that the only add-on was the emoji.
Yeah.
And that's funny, because that is the true sign of bad memes is throwing in an arbitrary emoji, because emojis have become this weird, like the language of like America's aunts, you know?
Yeah.
Like every aunt in the world uses emojis when they talk to their nephew and fucking niece, you know?
Right.
So I think that this is one where you kind of go like, this is like got the like lol.com kind of thing, you know?
One of the other comments on this one is thinking like maybe the original was like this portion at the top where it's like, "Wish me luck, ladies and gentlemen."
Totally.
And then the way to make it funnier would be to remove the top half and just add the Clint Eastwood thing.
Totally.
Because it's less.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, it's like.
Like you don't need to spell it out.
You don't need to explain the joke.
Yeah.
Like,
even though that's literally what we're doing for this entire, for these last three episodes, all we're doing is explaining jokes.
Guys.
But that is the point, right?
Yeah.
So the insult has two levels. So this is. Yeah, I mean, the comedy homicide is, Sal put an unnecessary and shitty caption on this post making him tonight's big loser. So this is, oh, wow, really? I didn't notice. Thanks for that. Yeah, so this is, again, this is really interesting because I think the first two that we did, Comedy Cemetery and Comedy Heaven, were about the curatorial aspect of comedy in the comedy memes, right? These, Comedy Homicide and Comedy Necromancy, are very much about a genuine understanding of the format and how they work and the nuance behind these memes, mm-hmm. to where you can make something worse or make something better by adding stereotypical elements that you would find in other memes. So this one I'm looking at right now, which I will share with y'all, is it has a post of a Twitter chat. I'm sorry, a post of a fucking DM. And it has a caption at the top that says, "This insult has two levels to it. And then it has one post that's, you are such a loser. If there was a contest for losers, you would be second. Why am I not first is the person's response. And it says, because you're a loser, right? So this person said, this insult has two levels to it, right? So it's like spelled out something that was very clear in itself. And then the top comment says, Sal put an unnecessary and shitty caption on the post, making him tonight's loser. I don't know who Sal is. Maybe it's a, I don't know. I don't know the joke, but, maybe they just use the word Sal interchangeably with something else. But maybe. but that's, again, that's interesting because that's one of those things that we see that makes things bad. The only thing that would make this worse is if, like, it had the crying emoji, the crying laughing emoji by the end of the second. Yeah. Or it would have said epic, right?
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, that would make it worse, and that would make it, that would turn it into one of those memes that you see that you're just like, oh, God.
Like, here we go.
Come on. Yeah.
Fucking dumb.
And also because it's like not that clever, so you're just kind of like, it's not that fucking epic guy, you know? Right. But again, it's like, but that's the way, that's like the fucking, yeah, fucking interesting. Damn. Yeah, this is a lot of the ones I'm seeing in Comedy Homicide have to do with adding captions.
Yeah.
Like that seems like that's the kind of the dominant, and it's adding captions that are lazy, that are basically tropes on traditional meme formats. So this one right now, because some of these are actually kind of interesting without the caption. Like you almost look at them and you just go, well, I didn't really need that.
Yeah.
You know? So this one is, you gotta watch it. And it says YouTube tutorials, and it has Squidward pulling out a lazy, what do you call that? Like a fucking beach chair, I guess. YouTube tutorials. And then the next panel is Squidward putting it away, and it says Indian accent. And then the next panel is Squidward looking very disappointed, coming back with the beach, and it says only tutorial available, which is a thing. It's like you'll be like, how do I fix my Mac?
And it'll be like, oh, I can't watch this one. And then you're like, fuck, it's the only one. I guess I gotta watch this one.
And then there's just a caption at the bottom that just says, gotta watch it.
Did not need it.
Yeah, you just don't need that. And so
the top, what,
I don't understand the Indian accent part, but
well, that's a big thing. It's like really tech world.
I see.
Hard for us to understand, and
the cadence is weird.
Yeah,
it's not really racist. I think it's just like a thing that you see where somebody will go into detail, and it's just like hard to watch and not entertaining, and it's just like very tactical. You know?
Okay.
And then the top comment, you guys are racist. Honestly, the Indian tutorials are the only ones that fix the problem.
That's fair. That's true.
Yeah.
But that's also interesting that that's the top comment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like in a sub like this, the fact that it wouldn't be a comment about the craft of making it worse.
Right. It's more about the subject matter. And they're just like, yeah, that's true. It is the only one that makes it, that fixes it. The best instructional videos always have the thick accents for some reason.
It's a fair point.
I guess that's
fair
true. Fair point.
So
what's the other one?
So the other ones are
Necro.
My best physics class I ever took in college was from a guy who barely spoke English.
Really?
The only guy that could teach.
Damn.
I don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's something to having limited language where you only have so many words to explain something.
Yeah.
Where it's clearer.
Maybe.
Because you know what I mean? Don't have a variety of words to choose from.
Yeah. Or Indian people are just smarter than all of us.
Well, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. We already knew
that's
that.
That's a given.
Yeah.
All right. So here is where we get into the fucking juice.
Oh.
Comedy necrophilia. So this is our shit.
Yeah.
So
I'm necromancy means speaking to the dead.
Necromancy means bringing them back from the dead.
According to Google, it means communicating with the dead.
Communicating for purposes of bringing them back.
Right, yes.
So philia, which we mean
having sex with.
That's correct.
Right.
You're a pedophile. You knew that.
Right, totally.
So
it's pedophile and... Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm not a pedophile. You shouldn't say that.
Is that not that's not a cool goof?
I don't think it's a nice thing to call somebody.
A pedo?
A pedo.
Oh.
It's not.
It's pedo.
Why don't people call people Geppettos?
When I was a kid... When I was a kid, we
Geppetto was a pedo. Sorry,
you would use true, you would use that like pedo joke a lot, like he's a pedo, run, because I think people were getting fondled a lot in the 90s.
Sucks.
It's
a good joke, guys.
I'm just thinking back on like if kids knew about it,
right?
It must have been going on.
That's fair.
I don't know.
That's fair. All right. So here is comedy necrophilia. This has 111,000 readers.
Ooh.
And so a little, so sources, the sources is interesting in this, right? Sources, Comedy Cemetery, which we obviously understand, Four Panel Cringe, makes sense, The Donald, Political Humor, Insane People Facebook, Funny, Terrible Facebook Memes, Memes, Four Words from Grandma, The Worst Subreddit Ever. The Worst Subreddit Ever. What is that? It must be the worst subreddit ever.
Must be.
Oh, that's a good sell.
Oh, did you guys click on it?
No, where?
Fucking zinger, dude. You click on the worst subreddit ever, and it goes to your Facebook, or it goes to your home.
That's cool.
That's funny.
That's some
pretty good. Yeah,
user,
burn.
It's your dad. Oh, good zinger, guys.
That's when coding becomes fun.
That is when coding becomes fun. All right, so here's an example of comedy necrophilia, right? So, Gonna Cry is the title on this one. And it has, it looks like it's from the Marvel series. I think this is Peter Parker, Spider-Man. Look, a little Iron Man Jr. And then you see, I don't even get this joke. You see somebody kind of looking.
Isn't that Spider-Man, the second one?
I think so. It's like, look, a little Iron Man Jr. And then you see.
It's Tobey Maguire.
And then you see, I guess the guy in the next panel is the guy that is from the new Spider-Man.
The Spider-Verse. Not Spider-Verse, but the other one.
And then you see Tobey Maguire saying, gonna cry. So just like shitty joke. And then there's a caption below it that says, piss your pants maybe, maybe shit and cum.
God so, damn it.
Took something bad and made it better.
But also made me chuckle awful. Because it was so stupid. I don't know why.
God.
It's so stupid, but so, but that's a, that like, that's exactly what you would want out of this, right?
Yeah.
Cause it's like takes something dumb
and then and fucks it to death even harder.
Fucks it to death to ascend it. Cause that thing goes straight to heaven for me.
Damn. Yeah. It's like making things even worse makes it funny. That's pretty intense.
Right.
But it's true.
Well, that's like the principle of, that's the whole idea behind Comedy Heaven, right?
Yeah.
I was like, they're not good jokes. They're bad jokes. Yeah. They become good because they ascend. Here's one. With parents, crazy mode. With friends, crazy mode. And this is just a girl who just like, this looks like a 12-year-old girl maybe.
Ew.
Who has just like, she's just being goofy in front of the camera.
Ball.
With friends, crazy mode. With babies, crazy mode. With crush, crazy mode. And then it has a panel below it that says, I'm currently being held in a psychiatric hospital.
With Tony Stark. Like Tony Stark in memes is such a great, horrible thing.
Yeah, it's a thing that throws it immediately into bad.
Into the fire. And you're like, wow.
And then the top comment is, it says stuff mode. And then the next comment below that is, hi, stuff, I'm crazy. So
God damn it.
So really like, really living the art in these. Yep.
Truly an art form.
You guys got any over there?
Let's see.
I don't get half the stuff I'm reading.
Bye Bye is the title. And it's just a screenshot of a comment. I was in the bank with my 5-year-old sister when we hear, everyone get down. We all got down except my sister who said, stealing is wrong. The robbers shot her 78 times.
Amazing. So this is just, these are just random. I mean, these are Comedy Heaven, basically. I mean, but these are Comedy Heaven that are, instead of being curated, these are comedy. I'm sure that you would find some of these on Comedy Heaven, but Comedy Heaven is not a place that you're meant to make memes for it. You're supposed to just find them.
Yeah.
And this is where you actually make the memes.
Right.
You take the shitty memes and you add a piece on it that makes a meme. So, or makes them funny.
I like these. I think they're funny. Maybe that just means I have like bad taste.
Yeah. So, possibly. I mean, this is, these are all, there's one format.
I'm noticing a lot of these are really specific references to things that I don't know about.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't get it from the start. And then I can see there's some joke going on, but I'm,
there's a little
you have
bit
to
of,
get a lot of things.
There's a built-in absurdism to these for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that that's kind of the point. I think in a lot of them is just like, to make something, to fuck it to death, to take something that sucks and fuck it beyond into the suck.
Yeah.
What's the stuff reference? I'm seeing I'm stuff or stuff. You guys know what I'm talking
about? I
don't
know, but if I had to make a guess, I would say that stuff is a generic term that people use when they can't come up with something better. So it feels like it's like a lazy way to try to pump up something.
Yeah. I didn't know if it was like a pop. Like there's one, I've seen it I've seen stuff come up twice, but this one is like a little cartoon of two, sending it to you now, a little cartoon of two little ladies. And, the cartoon says, if you weigh 200 pounds on Earth, you'll only be 76 pounds on Mars.
Oh.
So we're not overweight. We're just, and then there's a blank and it says stuff.
Right.
So we're not overweight. We're just stuff.
That's dumb. But it makes no sense.
I read it and I was like, I get the first part. It's like a silly mom joke.
Yeah.
Right.
But then the second part, I don't get because of the stuff. But if stuff's sort of a meme replacement for I couldn't come up with something better, then I'm like, okay.
I think that's exactly what it is.
A hat on a hat.
Right.
Of shitty.
Yes. So I think that's a really good way to describe it, actually. I think stuff, and this is how stuff is used in language, too. When it's like, you don't have the creativity or like mental capacity to come up with something better.
Yeah.
So you go, like, what are you doing this weekend? I don't know, just a bunch of stuff.
Right.
You know, it's like, okay, like conversation ended.
It's either one of two things. I couldn't come up with anything better to say, or I don't feel like telling you more than one quick word.
Something
stuff.
I noticed on this a good trope is here. If you look all usernames on Comedy Necrophilia, all of the usernames are the same in the comments or in the posts. Like everybody has the same flair, and it's capital O, lowercase w, capital O. Like, oh, whoa, hi, Mark.
Oh, interesting.
And that's everybody's flair.
Weird. Well, it's not even just flair. It's the actual poster.
But if you click on the poster, it's all different.
Oh, I see. It's the same thing they did. It's clever coding. This is clever coding, which is nice because this makes it feel more self-aware than it might seem. Like, it's easy to look at this and be like, this is just a bunch of fucking edgelord cringe heads, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you see that and you go, oh, no, this is actually like a very self-aware sub of people that know how memes work, right? So here's one. This is another example of the stuff thing that you're talking about. Comedy Gold. It's shared 18 days ago, and it's a four-panel comic. I think this is that Adam guy, by the way. This is his comic style.
Okay.
So how to get karma on our comedy necrophilia? And he's going through like a drive-through. It says, with or without effort is what comes through the drive-through, like telecom thing. Without. And then you see the guy at the giving food out at the window. He says, I'm stuff. And then the dude gives him a vote. So I think it is like stuff is kind of the catch-all for lazy writing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I'm seeing it again.
Right.
Jerry Adams. Is that what you're talking about?
The guy?
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. Adam, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe, let me look. Let me find Adam Comedy Cemetery. Adam Everybody, I think is the guy's name.
Adam Everybody. Cool.
Adam Ellis. I'm sorry. Yes. Adam Ellis is this guy's name.
Hmm.
So I think he was a BuzzFeed comic.
Oh. So in a Buzz, I mean, do we like BuzzFeed? Have they ruined?
I don't think anybody really likes BuzzFeed. I think BuzzFeed is the lowest common denominator. You know, the thing about BuzzFeed too is like, not only are they the lowest common denominator in terms of their like fucking memes and the content they make or whatever.
The depth of thought.
But it also extends to their political reporting because they've twice now broken massive political stories that were proven to be untrue.
Yeah.
And so it's like a thing where you're just like, they try to take themselves seriously as a news source too, but then they fuck it up.
Yeah.
And then
they were the ones who put out the Mueller report thing. And Bob Mueller, for the first time in his entire investigation, came out and goes like, that's not true.
Yeah, stop. Yeah.
And then the guy, his retort was like, it is true. Believe me, someone told me. And you're like, okay, yeah, someone's fucking with you or lying.
Totally.
That's
yeah. So Adam Ellis is the guy that we were referencing, but.
There's a funny one. This one is, I don't understand it. It's side by side, like kind of panel. On the left side, it has like eye color and hair color combinations and just says white underneath. And it's like gray eyes and blonde hair, blue eyes, blonde hair, green eyes, red hair, blah, blah, blah. And on the right, it's just like a bunch of pictures of a deflated horse and it says deflated horse.
Amazing.
And on the very bottom, it says, the left actually believes this.
Oh, my God.
I'm like any joke that says the left actually believes this.
Yeah, there's a lot of most of the posts here I kind of look at and I go,
huh?
Yeah, okay, yeah. But I think that's kind of the point. I mean, I think that's like the absolute self-awareness of this sub, yeah. right? So we have to wrap this one up. I know this is we could probably keep talking about this forever. I don't want to belabor this because the thing about these so Comedy Cemetery, Comedy Heaven, like I said, is kind of the definitive archival source of everything that is derived from these kinds of subs. And the reason we probably have to end it other than time is there are a lot of these kinds of subs. There's also Comedy Seizure, I found, which is what is Comedy Seizure? Comedy Seizure is when a poster uses too many formats at once, too many images or a format that's hard to read in out of order. Comedy Seizure is not randomly putting colors over a meme, a really long comic, or deep fried memes. Memes are intentionally hard to read are allowed. So this is somebody, again, who like, this is collecting the people who don't totally understand how a meme works, have thrown tons of formats all in one, and then you watch it and you just go, oh my God, what is, hold on, okay. So this is like a series of run-on sentences, pretty much. Nice. Then there's deep fried memes, which are memes that have been like over-processed. There's surreal memes, which is one of my favorites, which is kind of outside of this. I mean, it's not part of the comedy family. All the comedy family, when we talk about the comedy family, are things that are like comedy blank, right? So Comedy Cemetery, Comedy Heaven, Comedy Homicide, Comedy Necromancy, Comedy Necrophilia, Comedy Seizure, and then Comedy Hitman, right? And then, of course, Comedy Hitman is, this is, again, memes that like, do you hate bad memes? Do you ever have the desire to physically attack them? Unfortunately, you cannot, as the definition of a meme means that they are intangible. Interesting. Never really thought about it that way, but that's fascinating.
Yeah.
The intangible nature of memes is what makes a meme. This subreddit is the closest you will ever come. Post bad variants of memes that you want to see die so that people stop using them. If you are a parent or a teacher, we will literally revere you as a god here. Amazing.
Wow, the takedown of memes.
So that's interesting. So this is people just making them to destroy them. But that's mostly that is kind of the family there, is that kind of that group where it's you know, Comedy Cemetery, Comedy Heaven, and then other ones that are all kind of a derivative that are designed around the making of the meme itself as a commentary on how memes work, right? That's it. Mm.
That's pretty intense.
That is pretty intense.
The bedrock.
Misa called Jar Jar Binks. Misa, your humble servant.
Just had to throw that boy in
the official bookend. The official bookend.
Sorry, I had to interrupt you with that.
Those are kind of like the foundation of Reddit in a way. Like right. all of those subs.
Say they're the foundation of Reddit, but they're like a corner of some. They're like a.
No,
we're looking at the code behind the actual social grouping structure of Reddit. Of the internet as a whole, honestly.
Maybe it's not the foundation. Maybe it's like the plumbing. It's like the sewer system.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like where things end up.
Totally.
It's
where things begin and where things end up. Yeah, we're looking under the hood of the... But I wouldn't say it's even Reddit, because I feel like there are things that start and come from Reddit here, but I think this is mostly about taking things elsewhere and collecting them here as a place to be like, get a load of this bullshit, right? And then being like, what do we do with this? Do we make it better? Do we make it worse? If we make it worse, do we make it worse, which then makes it better? And then, you know, like that's kind of all this conversation, which is really interesting. Yeah. And it seems like another interesting component of this is happening recreationally. This is not the kind of thing where people are, like, nobody here is a professional meme artist. You know what I mean? They might be, but I think this is people who are doing it for the love of the craft, you know? So, and again, like the intangibility of memes is very interesting.
Yeah.
So, dog, you look deep at work over there. What's going on?
Well, sometimes what I do is get a jump on finding randoms.
Oh, nice.
Me too. That's
I don't want to be, you know, caught off guard, caught with my pants down.
Smart.
That's right.
We just found the most heartwarming random.
Ooh, tell me about
it. Only if we're ready to move on to our
Let's
randoms.
Move on. I think we close the case on that one.
Yeah. Well, I got two really All good right. randoms here that I've never heard of before. The first one is Italian crab propaganda. Okay. Don't know what the
I'm
fuck
so
this is.
I'm so interested in this.
There are 950 readers, 10 of which are on Italian crab propaganda right now. The top post of all time has 181 upvotes.
Nice.
And it's just a comic that looks like it was made from like a WikiHow article that says arming for war, shows a crab reaching out and taking a gun from someone, and it says when tyranny becomes law, resistance becomes duty.
Wait, and these are Italian?
I don't know.
This has less than 1,000 readers.
Yeah. We've canceled Lobster Fest due to new management. Join us for Crab Fest. And it shows a lobster with the caption, "Hello, welcome to Red Lobster. I highly recommend the crab."
What in tarnation?
Crabs can't be sexy. Someone posts a picture of like a weird crab, like sexy woman drawing. I bet you feel dumb right now.
This almost feels like some...
Obey your crab overlord.
Jesus, man.
Anyway, that's beautiful.
I want to get into that. We should talk to the mods.
Yeah, this feels like crabs are some kind of like alien race that are going to take back the planet. Right?
Struggling to understand the Italian reference.
Me too.
As a fellow Italian, what do you think?
I guess that's where the invasion will start.
Yeah.
Because
there's a lot of coastline.
It's a post that says, "He defends Italy with a crab holding a knife." Pasted on top of a map of Italy.
I don't think of Italy as a like a place where crabs are famous as cuisine.
No, but hey, I kind of like it. And then this one is like, wow, really, it really gets me right in the gut because this is one of my weaknesses.
Right in the haunches.
Happy crying dads.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You just described me.
It doesn't matter if your dad is the biggest fucking racist Republican in the world.
You hear that, Douglas?
You hear that, Dad?
I'm talking to you.
But if he starts crying, I love it.
I know.
I fucking love dads crying. And this, like, the top video is a son uses money he earned from developing his first app to surprise his parents by paying off their mortgage. And it shows, like, the mom reading it first, crying, and then handing it to the dad. And the dad does his whole dad, like, stoic, but also kind of crying a little bit thing, and I just love it.
I raised a son.
I raised him.
And a man.
That boy became a man in my eyes today.
I like that. Well, I got No Man's Sky, which is a crazy video game that's open world that apparently there's an infinite amount of opportunities in the game, which is crazy. I've never played it, but people love talking about it, and
which
I need to close this guy out. No Man's Sky.
Mm.
People love it. I hate going to work when I would rather pod, but I think that's the reality.
Yeah.
We all face here.
Fucking corporate shill, dude.
Did you get corporate shill this up?
I actually got Hail Corporate.
Oh, really?
Hail Corporate.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, it's like a Adbusters kind of thing.
Oh, nice.
It's pretty rad.
Mythbusters, like Adbusters. Yeah. Obey, conform, consume.
Comedy. The comedy triad is done. Next week we get back to fucking Italian crap propaganda.
Maybe we can plug some of our stickers that are coming out.
Yeah,
soon.
We're doing by popular request, two people, I think.
Two whole people.
We're going to be making some stickers and we're going to be sending them out so you guys can fucking spread the propaganda all around your respective towns.
Yeah, and if you comment,
did you Reddit,
communicate.
Army.
We'll send you some stickers. And it's cheap postage, you know?
And it's cheap postage.
Swords almost bankrupt us selling those things.
It's true.
It's made of metal.
We started sending swords to people and then we're just like, wait a second.
Like, I don't
Did you know they do mail? Mail by weight?
Speaking of sending swords to people, a couple of our friends, pod pals, pod squad, are doing better, but are, you know, I want to give a little shout out to our boy Darth. Darth Chubby got a message from him the other day that he continues to listen to the pod, and we love that, but has been struggling with health a little bit recently, so I hope that he gets better. He's got a case of the flu.
Oh, no.
Existentially. So, but he we fucking love our boy Darth.
We do.
And then also our guy Ho for Show, the original.
Yeah. Send him all the huggies.
Send him all the hugs. He seems to be doing better too. I talked to him, but he was going through a fucking, nobody understands Ho for Show except for us.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we're your only friends.
We're the only people that matter to you.
Forget.
But. Wish and love to both them boys because I like them a lot. So
we love you
and appreciate you guys listening and y'all part of the fucking pod squad.
And if you guys want to take my rap names, they're yours. I'll give them to you.
All right,
free gift.
necrophilia. You feel it? You feel-philia?
Feel it?
Great. Very nice. All right. We'll be back next week with another episode of about our fucking... What do I do?
About my brain, the front page of the internet by way of Reddit.
The front page of the internet. Yeah, that's right. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Ye Old Dog Boo.
That's true. Ye Old Dog Titties.
Ye Old Yes. Dog Titties.
Cool. And my friend.
Resident Woman. All right. Bye.